Tough Tussle by Ambrose Bierce. One night in the autumn of 1861, a man sat alone in the heart of a forest in western Virginia. The region was then, and still is, one of the wildest on the continent, the Cheat Mountain Country. There was no lack of people close at hand, however. Within 2 miles of where the man sat was the now silent camp of a whole federal brigade. Somewhere about, it might be still nearer, was a force of the enemy, the numbers unknown. It was this uncertainty as to its numbers and position that accounted for the man's presence in that lonely spot. He was a young officer of the Federal Infantry Regiment, and his business there was to guard his sleeping comrades in the camp against a surprise. He was in command of a detachment of men constituting a picket guard. These men he had stationed just at nightfall in an irregular line, determined by the nature of the ground, several hundred yards in front of where he now sat. The line ran through the forest, among the rocks and laurel thickets, the men 15 or 20 paces apart, all in concealment and under injunction of strict silence and unremitting vigilance. In 4 hours, if nothing occurred, they would be relieved by a fresh detachment from the reserve, now resting in care of its captain some distance away to the left and rear. Before staying...